We begin the current daf Masechta Tanya's daf Yud Beis. We begin on the bottom line of daf Yud Aleph and Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf and the discussion of this Perek and Masechta, which discusses Tanya's, but specifically regarding fasting for a certain amount of hours, which the Gemara had concluded that fasting, even l'shoyis, even not the entire day, is considered a Tanya's, and one can even say the Tefillah of Aneinu. Now, Amar Rav Chizkiya continues, we continue on top of Yud Beis and Aleph. Hada Amrit Mis'an L'Shoyis. This that we had concluded that one can fast for a few hours and consider that as, so to speak, a tainus, a fast, that's with the condition, but Behushalay Toim Klumara Arv. However, that's only if he does not eat anything all the way up until the evening. And what that means is that we didn't say that it could be considered a tainus if you ate that day. So, for example, let's say you started fasting up until noon and then you ate, that's not considered an inui, an affliction of a fasting. And if you ate before noon, then that's also nothing, because a tainus is only if you had the whole entire day not eaten something, even if you had accepted the tainus from the day before. But if you ate on that day, that's not considered a tainus. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, something like Abaye says, now, if you had accepted the previous day to fast up until noon, and then you ended up fasting the entire day as you're qualifying now, that even a tainus l'shayis is not a tainus unless you don't eat the entire day. So Abaye says, ha-tainus mal-yasi. So what, that's a full-fledged tainus. And that is, obviously, that's going to be a complete tainus. And that is, even if you could for sure say a tefillah of a tainus, which is the tefillah of aneinu, and therefore, why would we have to say halacha? That's a tainus l'shayis if you go ahead and you fast a tainus half the day and then you don't eat the rest of the day. But that's not a tainus l'shayis. That's a regular full-fledged tainus. And therefore, essentially what Abaye is asking is that he assumes that the halacha that we said that mis'an l'shayis, you could fast, as we had said in the previous daf, for a few hours, that means literally that you could fast up until half a day. And even if the rest of the day that you eat, that's still going to be considered mis'ana, that you were fasting, not the way Rav Chizkiya is qualifying it, that you have to have a tainus part of the day and then, quote, not eat the rest of the day. But you can't eat the entire day. Abaye is saying, what do you mean that's a tainus gomer? So on that, the Gemara says, Leitzricha. No, it's not a question on Rav Chizda, because what we're talking about is the imlach imluche. It's not going to be considered a full-fledged tainus, and it would be a tainus l'shayis, but that you can't eat is talking about that he had not intended to even fast at all this day. Rather, he just was distracted, and he didn't eat up until noontime. Once he came halfway through the day, he's like, you know what? Once I didn't eat till the afternoon, I'm going to spend the entire day as a tainus, and that's the chiddush that, even though that the first half that he didn't eat didn't have a shame of tainus, because that has to be accepted on one beforehand, and here he was just distracted up until the afternoon, but now that he's accepting the rest of the hours left in the day as a tainus, that is a tainus l'shayis, and one didn't eat the entire day, as Rav Chizkiya qualified, because if you ate that day, even though part of the hours you accepted as a tainus, that cannot have a shame of tainus, and you don't have a biased question about then that's a tainus gomer, because it's not a tainus gomer. A full-fledged tainus has to be accepted from beforehand, and here only halfway through the day did he accept upon himself the tainus. A similar halacha from Rav Chizkiya. Vam Rav Chizkiya says, kol tainus shloy shaka alav chama. Any fast that one did not fast up until Shkia Zaham when the sun is setting, then Lav Shmei Tainus, again, similar idea that it's not going to be considered Tainus, it has to go all the way till the evening. If you don't make it all the way through, then that's not considered Tainus. So on that, the Gemara asked a few different questions on Rav Chizkiya. First of all, Mesva, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Tazvav Mabez, that says that Anchi Mishmer, the people from the Mishmer, meaning the Kahanim and Levim that do that Veda during their days and their weeks, then Mis'anan, they fast, meaning on the public fast, which we're discussing in these Mishnais regarding when the rain doesn't come down. Now, however, but they don't conclude the fast. And the reason is since they're involved in the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, so they can't conclude the fast. But one thing that we see is that even though they're not mashlim, they don't complete it, and that is they don't go up until Shkia, till the setting of the sun, still they're called Mis'anan, that they're fasting. So you see that you could have a designation of a identity of a fast, even though it's not concluded, which is not like what Rav Chizkiya said. Another Gemara answers no. Hasam mitzuri nafshe ba'almu. There, the reason why the Kan Levim fast is just to join in with the pain of the Jewish people that the entire public are fasting that there's no rain. But it doesn't have a designation of a title of a tainus, and neither can one say aneinu then. And therefore, it's not established as an obligation of a fast. And hence, if the truth is, anytime the kohen would want to go ahead and eat, he'd be able to eat because it doesn't have a shame tainus. This that they are mis'anin is just a way of enjoining into the tzar of the Jewish people, but essentially it doesn't have a title of a tainus. And that is because, like Rav Chizkiya said, one has to go ahead and do it all the way till the evening. If not, it doesn't have a shame tainus. Again, the Gemara says, Tashma, come in here, not like Rav Chizkiya. The Amr Blaza ben Sadik, he says, Ani b'mnei banav shal Snov ben Binyamin. He says, I'm from the grandchildren of Snov, who's from Sheva Binyamin. Now, upam aches, so it happened once, that chal tes b'av liyas b'shabas, that the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, which is when we have the fast of Tisha B'Av because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it happened to be on Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, we don't go ahead and fast. So, v'dechinuhu l'achar Shabbos, it was then pushed off Tisha B'Av till the 10th of Av, to the day after Shabbos on Sunday. V'esaninu b'ayin, and we fasted on it, because it's Tisha B'Av, but v'loishli minuhu, but we didn't conclude, we didn't fast the entire day. And the reason is b'nei shayamtiv shalonu, because it's our yamtiv, it's our festival, our holiday. And then as the Gemara later on, we'll say on the Chavav Maralav, that there are certain times when specific groups bring the wood, as which are necessary on the Mizbeach, that there are certain times when certain groups bring it. And that is on the 10th of Av, there from the children of Shev Binyamin, that because of certain stories that happened that they didn't have and certain individuals came forward to bring the wood. So for generations, their children go ahead and they bring the wood on those days and they bring it on the Mizbeach, even if there are other woods available. Whereas other ones, when if a person would donate wood, then they don't burn it. It's only when there's no other woods, then you can go ahead and bring it. But if there's other woods, then you can't. But these individuals, these families, can bring the woods no matter what, and they make a whole ceremony. So because it was their Yom Tov, which was the 10th of Av, so now that the Tisha B'Av was pushed off to the next day, to the 10th of Av, so they fasted, but they didn't conclude it because it's a Yom Tov. Now the question is, one thing that we see is that they fasted, but they didn't complete it. So we see that a non-completed fast, even if you don't make it all the way to sundown, is still considered a fast, which is not like Rav Chizkiya, who said that a fast has no shame, has no designation of a fast, if one doesn't conclude it. And I think Gemara says again a similar answer, Hasam Nami Latsuri Nafshab Amahu. You're right. It doesn't have a designation of a tainus at all. This that they fasted, at least part of the day, was just to join in the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, where they're fasting because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash of Tisha B'Av. But the truth is that it didn't have any din of tainus whatsoever. So again, Tashma, again, coming here, not like Rav Chizkiya. Dam Rabbi Yechonin, like Rabbi Yechonin said, that sometimes he would say this thing. He would say, Ehei b'tainus ad sh'ov l'beisi. You know what? I want that to be in a fast until I get home. And that is, if he gets home in 2 or 3 hours on that same day, then he would eat when he got home, and yet we see that he called it a tainus. Now, like, he's on his way home, and oh, for this hour walk, I'm going to be in a tainus. So that's not like Rav Chizkiya, who said you can't just do, even a tainus l'shoyis has to have that you fast all the way to the evening, and yet here we see Rabbi Yechon would eat when he got home. So I think Gemara says, again, a similar type of an answer. Hasam l'shmutei nafshe mibei nisiyuhu da'avad. There, he just wanted to get out of being invited to the house of the Nasi. And that is because he didn't want to be bothered to have to eat with them, because they always used to ask him to come and join them for a meal. So he would say this to that they shouldn't bother him, but it wasn't a real tainus. And that is, had he wanted to eat right away, even on his way home, he would be able to, and there wasn't any part of an oath binding him that he couldn't go ahead and eat. He would just say it as a way, oh, you know, I'm a tainus, I can't come and join the meals, and therefore he was able to get home. But the truth is, again, like Rav Chizkiya said, it wasn't a tainus, because even for a couple of hours, but you have to not eat all the way till the evening. Now the Gemara says another qualification in these halachas of tainus. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, called tainus like kibul of mebayid yoyim, any fast that was not already received upon oneself, that one person made the Kabbalah, he accepted upon himself from the day before, lashmei tainus, that's not considered tainus. You can't just wake up and just start not eating. You have to have already accepted upon yourself the day before, say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to have a tainus, a fast, and then it has the designation and the halachas that come with it of a tainus. Now the Gemara says, "Iyasimai," but let's say he does sit through a fast that he had not accepted the day before. Will it be, at least after the fact, considered a tainus or not? So Amar Rabbi Ashili says, "Dami lamafucha." Such a person would be comparable to a blower, a bellow that blows the ear by the fire. Demalya zeka, where that object is filled with ear. In other words, it's a metaphor saying that this person is also filled with ear that he didn't eat, but he didn't eat for nothing, because the tainus is not a tainus. You didn't gain whatever you want to gain with the halachas of tainus, because you need to have a kabbalah beforehand, and if you just end up fasting, it doesn't have those halachas and ramifications of tainus with it. So the Gemara says, okay, we know you have to accept it beforehand, but amos makbale, when does one go ahead and accept the tainus on the day before? So we have machlaikis. Rav Amar b'mincha, he says at the time of mincha, meaning even if you're in the street, you could say, tomorrow I'm going to fast, but it has to be in the afternoon time when you daven mincha. But Shmuel Amar, he says, no, it has to actually be b'tfilas ha-mincha, it has to be at the mincha prayer, meaning at the end, after one says all the different supplications to Hashem, and then he says, at the end of that, he says, okay, tomorrow I'm going to fast the tainus. Now, as Rashi explains, he specifically picked mincha, that because the tefillah of mincha is the closest tefillah that's possible to be to the day of the tainus, which then already the next day is already by Meir, which that's in contrast to Shacharis, where that you cannot accept the tainus for tomorrow then. And as he says, that's more precise because that's why Shmuel actually argues on Rav, who Rav said that even Zman Mincha, which is right when it becomes the Zman Mincha, which is 6.5 hours after the day when it's already started Zman Mincha, then Rav says he could accept it. Shmuel says, no, it has to be even later when you actually finally daven Mincha and at the end of Shemayna Esrei, which is again closest possible to the next day when the time is going to be, that's when you accept it. And that's why Shmuel says it has to be by the tefillah of mincha, not by the zman of mincha, which would be right away when, even if you didn't daven yet, that you could accept upon yourself to fast. Now, Amar Rav Yosef says, regarding this machlik, he says, kavasei de Shmuel mistabre. It makes more sense to say, like Shmuel, that it's only during the tefillah itself of mincha, not by the zman of mincha, not just wherever you are that you could accept to fast for the next day. And the reason is the chsib, because it says, regarding the end of the Yom Tovim that are written by Megillas Tainus, which was a scroll written that they had of all the days which is forbidden to fast, because they were considered Yom Tovim, that the Jewish people had salvation on those days. So it says over there, Lahain, however, Kol Inish, any single person, so after it went through all the different Yom Tovim, which one cannot fast, but it said, but any person, the Yesi Alohi, that brings upon himself a fast, that means he accepted upon himself a fast, Mikadmas Dona, from before these Yom Tovim, for example, if let's say he accepted upon himself a succession of 10 or 20 fasts, and one of these Yom Tovim that there are throughout the year that was designated Megillas Tainus comes out to be one of these days, so then it says over there, Yesa, so then he should make himself forbidden to eat on those days, meaning it will be a Tainus, even though that Megillas Tainus says that you shouldn't fast on these days, that it's a Yom Tov, but since he already accepted beforehand, then he should make it forbidden. Now, the inference of what Rabbi Yosef is saying from the terminology of there is, my law, when it says that Yesar, he should make himself forbidden, what does it mean you should make yourself forbidden? He already accepted the Tainus. Is Yesar Atzma B'tzil, that he should make himself forbidden with his davening, with his Tvilo. And that is what it sounds like it's saying, is that if he doesn't accept upon himself regarding the fast on the day before by the tefillah of mincha, then it will not push away the Yom Tov and Megillas Tainus. So you see that obviously that the primary accepting of the Tainus is not when he accepted it the 10 or 20 days beforehand, but rather by the tefillah of mincha beforehand, and therefore if you don't go ahead and accept the tefillah of mincha beforehand, then it's nothing, and then you would not fast because it is a Yom Tov that's forbidden to fast because of, as it says in Megillas Tainus. So it seems to indicate, like Shmuel and not like Rav, that it has to be accepted by the tefillah of mincha beforehand. Another Gemara says, loy ye'asa atzmai. What it means to say is that, actually, not that yesar, that he should make himself forbidden, it means that he will automatically be forbidden because he'd accepted already, because actually the acceptance just has to be beforehand, but it doesn't have to be by the tefillah of mincha beforehand, and rather here we're saying that since he had already accepted the fast beforehand, and they already had taken effect, and therefore automatically he's going to be usher to eat on those days, and there will be a tainus. So the Gemara actually says, regarding these two versions of how to interpret the word over there, Megillas Tainus, it's Pligi Bahar Reb Chia of Reb Shimon B'Rebbe. That is, they have the Machlekes in the Girsa. Chadom Yesar, one says that he should make himself forbidden, but Chadom Yesar, one says that he will be forbidden, as the Gemara explains. Manda Ama Yesar, the one who says that he should make himself forbidden, which that sounds like that in one's tefillah, one has to go ahead and re-accept it the day before that day, which is a Yom Tov, but he had already accepted it as a fast, that it should be a fast. That's, I mean, like we had it explained, that's like, which sounds like Shmuel, that one should go ahead and accept it in the tefillah of mincha before him. Laman d'omar ye'osir, according to the one that has the girsa, that he will be forbidden, which sounds like whether he accepts it upon himself in the tefillah beforehand or not, which is like Rav. So that the question is mahi. What would that man d'amar hold in the interpretation of this Bryce of Megillas Tainus, which again we said sounds like that he should go ahead and make himself forbidden? So that Gemara explains the time like Linda Bryce. The Megillas Tainus, where it says in Megillas Tainus, Kal inish the yesi alohi mikadmas dona, that any, this is a re-quoting what we had said before, but just as it goes on to explain that the interpretation would be like Ye Oser, not that Ye Sar, that any single person that accepted upon himself fast from before the Yom Tov, then Ye Oser, then he will be automatically forbidden by himself, which again is like the other version, like the way Ravid said it. Now, Ketzad, so it's explained, so how is this? So Yochid Shekibulov Sheni V'chamishi Shekol HaShana Kula. Let's say there was an individual that accepted upon himself that every Monday and Thursday he's going to fast an entire year. Now, V'iru Bam Yom Tov Magsum Megillas Tainis. Now, it happened to be in one of these days, either a Monday or a Thursday, was one of these Yom Tovim, which is written Megillas Tainis, that one is not supposed to fast. Now, so then it depends. Im Nidre Koidim L'Gzeres Ein, and from this we can understand what this term would mean, that he, if he had accepted beforehand, then Ye Aser is automatically forbidden, meaning before what? I mean, according to the version of Yesa, that he will make it forbidden, mean to say that he goes ahead and he has to re-accept it, even though he had accepted beforehand. But according to this version of Ye Aser, he automatically would be forbidden. So it's saying that Im Nidre Koidim L'Gzeres Einu, if his oath, if his vow took a hold before our Gzeir, and that is before the Chum ever made the Gzeir that this day became a Yom Tov, the person, let's say that salvation had not happened yet, and this person had already accepted upon himself a year before, 3 years, whatever it is, time before to have these fasts, then Yavtul Nidres Gzeresenu, then his neder goes ahead and nullifies our decree, and that is no matter if he had accepted in the Tefillah before or not, the fact that he had already accepted and the Yom Tov didn't make it forbidden yet, so then he will fast on that day. But v'im gezeres seinu kedemes l'nidroi, but if our decree, meaning if we made this into a Yom Tov before he had taken this oath, then even if he had started to accept upon himself this fast before the date of this Yom Tov, but however, since the Yom Tov was already in effect before he took the neder, then tevatel gezeres seinu as nidroi, then our gezera nullifies his neder, and then he doesn't fast on that day, and he goes ahead and he celebrates it as a Yom Tov, and he cannot go ahead and have a tainus. But again, according to this version of Ye Aser, is that it will be automatically forbidden. But the qualification is, what does it mean when it says Mikadmas Dana, from before this, meaning if he had accepted the fasting before it was ever affected as a Yom Tov, but if it was affected as a Yom Tov, even if he accepted it before those dates, then he's actually going to be forbidden to fast, and he's going to have to celebrate it as a Yom Tov, because as it says in Megillas Tainis, the one's not supposed to fast on these days. So again, it's not necessarily like Shmuel, because the other version holds in the Girsa of Ye Aser will automatically be forbidden, because one does not have to have Yesar to re-accept it in the day before in the Tefillah of Mincha. Again, like the Machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel, is it Bizman Mincha or by Tefillah Mincha? So Gemara continues, Tana Bani Linda Braisa. This is regarding someone who we said that he, the night before the fast, when he's fasting the next day, regarding all generally regular fasts that people have, you can eat the entire night, and even by a tainus of a yachid of an individual, so you can eat the whole entire night. Now this, the Brice is coming to qualify, ad masa ochel v'shayis. Now until how late can one eat and drink through the night? So Rebbe Machlek is, ad shiyal amur hashachad divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds up until the break of dawn. He says at Kreis HaGever, he says up until when the rooster crows, that's when even the first time that he crows, because from the fact that we find in a different Gemara that it has to be up until he crows three times, from the fact that here it says just in the singular, it's even the first time that he crows, that's the machleik is up until when one can eat through the night, and then the fast begins that next morning. Now, on this Amabai, he qualifies, he says, Lo Yishonu, we didn't learn that you're allowed to eat through the night, only if you had not concluded your meal. But if you already concluded your last meal, then everyone would agree, you're not allowed to eat anymore, even though it's before Kreis HaGever or Amud HaShachar. Now, Esvei Rava asked on this of Abaya from the following Brice. The Brice says, Gomer v'amed. If the person concluded and he got up, and therefore, even though he made the bracha and he got up from his table, harezo echel, you could continue eating, and there's nothing wrong, even though you already concluded, which seems not like what Abaye had said. So that the Gemara answers, nahasim kishle silik. There it's talking about where, yes, although he already benched and they got up, but they didn't remove the table yet. And therefore, that's not considered a total removal from the meal, and therefore, he didn't yet remove his intentions of totally not eating anymore. And therefore, even if he would go back and eat, it would be considered like one long meal, and that's why it says in the Braisa Hareza Eichel, but if you already removed the table, and that means you're done, then you cannot go ahead and eat anymore, even though it's not a Amud HaShach yet. That's one version of this discussion. Ikadami, there are those that say a different version, that it was Amar Rava. Rava gave a qualification, and Abaya asked a question. Rava said that Loishano, we didn't learn that one could eat throughout the night up until the morning by regular fast, Elik Shleishan, only if you didn't sleep yet. Avayashan, but if the person already slept, then that's already an interruption, and then Eino Oicha, then you can't eat anymore. Now that is for Abaya. Abaya asks from the following Braisa that says, Yishen v'omad. If the person slept and they get up, Harez Oichel, he could still eat. So you see that even if they were sleeping, that's not a problem, and you could eat up until the morning. So now the Gemara answers that no. Hasam, there, when we said that even though you slept, you could eat, you didn't really have a full-fledged sleep. There was Toma b'misnamnim, where the person was dozing off. So he dozed off, and you got up, then you could still eat. But if you had a sleep, which totally interrupts, that would make an interference, and the person would not be able to go ahead and eat anymore, even though it's not morning yet. So the Gemara explains, what's this category of dozing off where we said that you could still eat even though you dozed off? It's only when you have a full-fledged sleep that you can't eat anymore, even though it's not the morning. So Rav Ashi explains, and continue on Talmud Beis, it means that nimbalei nim, he's sleeping but not sleeping. Tir v'lei tir, he's up but not up. What that means is, dekari levi ani, that if they call out to him, he'll respond. But v'liyada aduri svar, but he won't be able to respond logically. And that is, he won't be so clear, and that is, if let's say he needs something from him that requires some thought, he won't be able to say when he's dozing off. But however, he midkirule, but when you remind him regarding this, that you heard this, midkar, he does remember, and therefore he's somewhat awake, but he's not awake. That's the category that you could still eat. If you had a regular full-fledged sleep when you're totally out, then that would be usur, even though it wasn't the morning yet. Now the Gemara continues with another halacha regarding the halachas of a tainus of a fast. I'm Rav Kahana, I'm a Rav. Yachad shekibul lav tainus. Regarding an individual that accepted upon himself a fast, so asur b'neila sandal, he's not allowed to wear shoes during that fast. And the reason is, chashin and shema tainus tzibur, concern that maybe a type of a fast, which is called the tainus tzibur type, which is a public fast, which is regarding a generic fast, and we're concerned that maybe kibul lav, maybe that's the type of fast he accepted upon himself, because we don't know. He just said, I'm accepting a fast. Now, there's different types of fast. Maybe regarding the fast that he accepted was a tainus tzibur, and not a tainus yachad. And a tainus tzibur, we are forbidden to wear shoes, and therefore he's not allowed to wear shoes either, because maybe that's what he meant when he accepted upon himself a tainus. Now, therefore, the Gemara says, Heichalab. So what should a person do to qualify and make it that he should be able to wear shoes? So Amar Rav Bar Rav Shila, Lemahachi, he should say this. Lemacher ehe lefanecha betainus yachad. Tomorrow I want to be in front of you, Hashem, regarding a private tainus, which then that would allow him to wear shoes, because if he doesn't specify, maybe he's accepting a tainus tibur, which would make one forbidden to wear shoes. Now, related to this, Amar le Rabban le Rav Sheshes said, Hakachazin Rabban de Mesaimi Mesanaihu. We see rabbinic scholars that they put on shoes, v'as le beit tanisa, and they come on a tainus, which is, for example, on the middle category or the last category of the tainism, and they're wearing shoes. So Ikpid Rav Sheshes, was particular about this, that people were wearing shoes on the tainus tzibur. Now, those rabbanon held like Shmuel, where Shmuel had said in the previous daf that there's no such a thing as a tainus tzibur on bavel, which would then make it forbidden to wear shoes on the public fast. But Rav Sheshes was particular, Vamlu, and he said to them, and this is what we had continued from the halacha before, where the tainus tzibur, maybe the individual is accepting that, and that's why he's forbidden to wear shoes. And they're telling him that on a regular tainus tzibur, the people are wearing shoes. Vamlu, and therefore he said to them, you know what? Dilma mechel nam ochel. You know what? Maybe they're even eating on the tainus tzibur, and that is they're totally being pirish from the dachir tzibur, which is that they're going ahead and eating even though the tzibur is fasting because there's no rain. Now that's because Rav Sheshes didn't hold like Shmuel. But as Rashi tells us that we hold like Shmuel, and that the only day when we don't wear shoes is on Tisha B'Av, but regarding outside of Eretz Yisrael in Bavel, and those who have the minig Bavel, every other tainus tzibur, there is no halacha of not wearing shoes, and that's why these rabbanan didn't wear. So the Gemara tells us regarding other Talmidei Chacham, what would they do on a tainus tzibur regarding wearing shoes? So Abaye v'Rava Ma'aili, they would come in, kimisaimi apanta, what they would wear is somewhere in between, that they would wear the upper part of the sandal of the shoe, which was the leather on top of the foot, but the bottom part they wouldn't wear. Mirema Marzutra, what they would do is, machalfi, they would switch on the day of a tainus, diamini l'smola, they would switch the right shoe to the left shoe, with the smilimina and the left to the right, again somewhere in the middle. But Rabbanan, the Beir Ravashi, Nafki Karchai, but the Rabbanan of the Yeshiva Ravashi, they would go out regularly, they would wear their shoes, which Rav Sheshes was upset about, because again, Savri, Kiha, the Amr Shmuel, they held like this halacha of Shmuel that we quoted before, that in Tain Sibir bubble, there is no public fast. In other words, there is a Tain Sibir, but it doesn't have those stringent halachas of a Tain Sibir in bubble. Ela Tisha B'Av Bulvat, only Tisha B'Av, where there we have all the halacha of all the Inuyim, and one of them being not wearing shoes, but the rest, they had no problem about wearing shoes. The Gemara continues with another halacha regarding tainus, regarding a fast. Amar Yehuda Merav, leiva adam tanisa upareya. A person could, so to speak, borrow from his fast and then pay back, which means to say that although he accepted that he's going to fast today, he could borrow and take on credit and say, no, I'm going to end up eating today and I'll repay it a different day. Kamrita kameh de Shmuel. So when Rabbi Yehuda says, when I said this over in front of Shmuel, Amarli, he said to me, did he accept upon himself a neder, an oath, that it doesn't help that he, not to pay it back? He didn't make a neder that like, okay, you know, I made a neder, so today I didn't do it, so I'll do the neder a different day. He's not doing that. He's accepting upon himself to hurt him, to create tsar for himself on this day. If you could, then you have to do the pain. In other words, you have to fast. If you cannot, then you don't, and then you could do it a different day. But if you could, you can't just borrow and go ahead and do it on another day, like as if you're repaying a neder that you had taken a vow for. That's one version of what Shmuel had said. Ikidami, that those that say that I'm Rabbi Huda Merav, that again Rabbi Huda had said in the name of Rav, the Leva Adam Tanisu Pereya, that a person could borrow the fast and pay it back a different time. And this version says, Kamrita Kamed Shmuel, and I said in front of Shmuel, Amalei said to me, what in Peshitta? Of course. What's the chiddush? What Rav is saying? Lo yehei el neder. It shouldn't be any less than a neder. Neder milei motzi boi l'shlumi amezel. When you have a neder that you had taken, an oath that doesn't it apply that you have to go ahead and repay it whenever it is, l'machru, l'yemachrina, tomorrow, the day after that, of course you have to end up paying it. So yes, if you didn't fast on the day when you said you had to, so of course you're going to have to go ahead and repay it on a different day. So now, regarding this halacha of lava tainisu pereya, the Gemara brings the following story. Rav Shubha Reidra of Idi, Ikula Bei Ravasi, went to the house of Ravasi. Avdulei Igla Tilsa, they made from a delicacy, a third-born calf. Now, Amulei Lita Mar Midi, so they said, oh, taste, you know, we made this great dish for you, we want you to eat. Samalei says, Betanisi Yisivni, he says, I'm sorry, I can't eat, I'm sitting in a fast. Amalei, they said to him, okay, but Valeza Mar Lifra, you know there's a way out of it. You could go ahead and borrow and pay back a different time. Don't you hold up this halacha that Rav Huda had said in name of Rav? That Leiva Adam Tanisa Pereya, a person could borrow the fast and he could pay it back a different time. So he said to them, you're right, but Tainas Chalom Hu. This fast and I'm fasting is not just a regular fast. It's the fast that one does when one has a dream which he wants to nullify the bad tidings of that dream. So you fast, and that's the type of fast that I'm fasting. Now, V'amar Rabba Machasam Rav Chama Bagur Yomar Rav, he said that Yafet Tainas L'Chalom, a fast is so good to nullify the dream, like how good fire is for flax, for something that can get easily burnt up. That's how quickly, that's how what fire does to that. That's what a tainus chalom does for a bad dream. And Rav Chizda said more than that. It said, Ubay Bayam has to be that day. And therefore, since today is that day, that's why I'm fasting today. And even more than that, from Rav Yisrael, he says, Vafilu b'Shabbos. And that even on Shabbos, when one's for sure not supposed to fast, you could fast so that you could nullify the pain of one's body because of the dream by doing the Tainus Chalom. And therefore, I'm sorry that you made me this great meal, but since today is the morning after that dream, I'm not going to eat, I'm having a Tainus Chalom. Now, the Gemara, however, says, Maitakanti, but if one does, like Rabbi Yisuf said, that you could even fast on Shabbos, which one's not supposed to, so how does one rectify the fasting on Shabbos? So that, the Gemara says, Lesev Tanis L'Tanisa, so you have to fast for the fasting. In other words, you have to be masakin that you fasted on Shabbos by fasting a different day, which then you're allowed to fast, and that fasting will then be the takana for fasting on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnahs, which are talking about when they fasting before that there's no rain during the rain season. So they had made the first three groups where there was the first individuals fast. Then if there's no rain, then the Bezdin makes Xera on the Tzibra, on the public, they fast three fasts. Then our Mishnah continues, says, Avar Eilu V'lo Inenu. If let's say these fasts already passed by, the first three fasts that the Tzibra fasted, and they weren't answered yet, no rain came yet. So Bezdin goes and gimel tiny is achiris al tzibah. So Bezdin goes and makes a decree for another three fasts on the public. Now, these three fasts now become more stringent. They're called the emtsayas. They're the middle group of fastings. They're more stringent than the first three fasts. Where eichelin b'sheisim mebo eidyayim, you have to eat and drink when it's still daytime, and then when it becomes nighttime, then you already have to stop eating. Regarding the first three, it only started in the morning. Here it already starts in the evening before. Moreover, v'asun b'malacha, it's forbidden to do work. U'brechitza, bathing, u'besicha, and anointing, u'benil sandal, putting on shoes, u'betash meshamita, and having marital relations. Emanuel nesemar chatzayis, we even close up the bathhouses. These are already more stringent. Avru eilu v'leinenu, if these middle fasts already passed and they were still not answered with rain, then Bezdin gives an alein oit shavu. Then Bezdin makes a decree on them another seven fasts. These are called achreinus. Shein yud gimel tanis al tzibah, which the total of all these three groups are 13 fasts on the public. The first three, the middle three, and the last seven. Now the Mishnah tells us hare elu yiseris al achreinus. Now these last seven, the last group of fasts, are more stringent than the first ones. Where shebe elu masrin, because regarding these last ones, we cry out. And we close the stores, which don't apply by the first fast. Now, the Mishnah explains that b'sheni matnim chashecha. On Monday, then we go ahead and we open it a little bit, the doors to the store, only when it's already nighttime, when it's getting close to nighttime. However, b'chamishim utarmim nekavad haShabbos, but on Thursdays, then it's permitted to go ahead and sell from the stores because of the honor of Shabbos. People have to go ahead and buy food, which on Shabbos we don't fast. Now, avru eilu b'leinenu, if these days the seven last fasts already passed and they still weren't answered, then memaitin b'masamat, and then people start diminishing, they start doing less and less commerce and work. They also diminish b'binyan u'b'netia, they stop building, they stop planting, u'b'erisin u'b'nisuin, of engagements, of marriages, u'b'she'ela sholom b'edam l'chaveroi, of extending greetings to people. K'b'nei adam ha'nezuvan l'makom, to be like people that are rejected from Hashem. Now, the Mishnah tells us that Yechidim Chayzen Mesan Achayot Nisan. The Yechidim, which are the Rabbanan, they are the ones that continue fasting up until the end of Nisan. And whereas the other people, they don't fast anymore, they already stop after those last sevens. Now, that the Mishnah says, Yatsa Nisan, if it already passes Nisan and then it rains, that's a Siman Kalal, that's a sign already of a curse. Where during the time of the rain season, it didn't rain, and now it's raining. Shanem, like it says the Pasuk in Shmuel Alf, says, Haloik Tzir Chitim Hayayim Begaymer, like behold, now is the time of the reaping of the wheat, which is after Nisan. And there the Pasuk says that Shmuel was saying, Ekra El Hashem, I'm going to call out to Hashem, Yitin Kailu Sumatra, and he's going to bring the rain now. Udu'uru'u, and then from there you'll know and see, Kira'aschem Rabbah, because your evil was so great, Asher Asisim Bein Hashem, that you did in the eye of Hashem, Lishol Lechem Melech, that you requested a king, which that then he went and got a king for them, but that was a punishment, and that to show that rain's coming now in the time of after Nisan, where that's already a curse, and therefore that's not something that's good, even though it ends up raining, it's already too late. Now the Gemara asks regarding the halachas of our Mishnah, regarding these second groups of fasts, which become more stringent than the first ones. So he said that all these different things become forbidden. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Akulu Islam Buhu Tainig. It's understandable, all these things that are increasingly stringencies for the second group of fasts, because they're all things of pleasure, which we take that away, we diminish that, as a way of inui, of affliction. Now, that is rechitza, bathing, besicha, anointing, betash mashamita, matter relations, of malacha, but the Gemara's question is regarding work. Tsahu, that's pain. Work is not something of pleasure. Why is that forbidden to do on the tainus tzibur? Some of Chizah, Amar of Yimri Ba'aba, Amar Krat. It says in the Pasuk in Yoyal, it says, Katru Tzayim, prepare for yourself a fast, Kiru Atzar, call in a gathering, Isru Zakenim, and gather together the elders. Now, with the Pasuk concludes over there that should be for Kol Yeshvi Ha'aretz, for all the dwellers of the land, of Beis Hashem Lekechem, to come to the house of Hashem, your God, Bezalkol Hashem, and you should then call out to Hashem. Now, that's a reference to the fastings regarding when there's no rain. So we see Katzeres, that the Pasuk calls it Kiru Atzara. So it's called like Atzeres, where that's the name of Tu Yam and Tavim in the Torah of Shavuos is called Atzeres, and Shemini Atzeres, they're both called Atzeres. So what do we find by Atzeres? That Ma Atzeres Asa Basis Malacha, just like Atzeres, again Shavuos and Shemini Atzeres, they are Yam and Tavim, which are forbidden to do work on them. Avtainis Asa Basis Malacha, so to a fast, is forbidden to do work on them. Now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Ima Atzeres, if you're comparing to Atzeres, that is Isser to do malacha. That's Meurta. That starts already the night before. We know the day, the halachic day, and the same thing for Yom Tovim regarding Shavuos and Shemini Atzeres starts the night before. So Av Tainis Na Meurta. So also the Tainis, its forbiddenness should start the night before. That Rav Zeri says, L'didi mefarsh li menei Rabbi Yirmi Yibar Abba says, I heard this explained from Rabbi Yirmi Yibar Abba that Amakra, the Pasuk says, Isvu Zekenim. The qualification is, besides that, yes, it says Kirat Sar, but it also qualifies it by saying that gather together the elders, which means to say that a house has to be Dumida Siva Zekenim, has to be similar to the gathering of the elders, which is Ma'as Siva Zekenim B'yam, just like the gathering of the elders is during the daytime, because at nighttime everyone's in their house and they're not making any gatherings then. So therefore, after same number, so too, the fasting that we're doing should also be by the daytime, and therefore the fast doesn't start the night before. So although we're comparing it to Tzeres, which does start the night before, and that's why, since we compare Tzeres, that's why there's Esam Alacha, but regarding the nighttime, we don't, because of that, the qualification of Isvu Zekenim is saying that it only starts in the daytime. But then the Gemara asks, if the Isvu Zekenim is qualifying the fast, then Ve'ima Mitiara, so they only should start by noontime, because that's the time when the elders usually gather. They don't usually gather necessarily in the first thing in the morning. They do it in the midday. So Madam Rav Shisha Bredav Idi, so he says that he says to the contrary. He says from this that we took for granted, we assume that the Asiva Zekenim is even in the morning, which is that's when the Taina starts, that Misayeli Rav Huna, that supports Rav Huna had said, Dhamma, that he says, Mitzafri Kinufi says, that already from the morning is when the people gather for the Taina Sibra, that they come to the shul already in the morning. And therefore, that's why we're saying the Isvu Zekenim, actually the gatherings do happen in the morning, and that's why the Taina starts in the morning, not by noon. Now, the Gemara asks to qualify this, Hechi Avdi, how exactly did they do this when they gathered together already from the morning in the shul, and then regarding the whole entire day of the Tainas, what does the day look like? Sama Abai says that Mitzafra Ad Palga Diyemer, from the morning, as we said from Rav Huna, that they already gather in the shuls already in the mornings, and that's why the Tainas starts then, up until noon, until half the day, Ma'ayininan b'mili d'masa. So the first half of the day, they analyze regarding the activities of the people of the city. Is there any theft and robbery amongst them? And then to have to appease different people, they want to make sure that their actions are appropriate. Mikan ve'elach, from the second half of the day and onward, the day is split into two parts. Riva d'yema, the first quarter of the second half of the day, karinam b'sifra v'avtarta, they read from the Torah and the Haftarah, which that's the parsha of Eichal Moshe, and the Haftarah is Dirshu Es Hashem b'yematzai. The last quarter of the day, then we beseech Hashem for mercy, like it says the Pasuk in the Chemia, it says, that they stood on their place, and they read out from the Sefer of Hashem's Torah, their God. That was Revius, and that was a quarter of the day, as we said, that's Vayichal Moshe, and Tirsh Hashem B'Matzai. Revius, Misvad Mishtach Hashem L'Keim, and the second quarter, then they prostrate and they bow down to Hashem, their God. So that's how we see that the first half, they analyze their actions. Then the second half, the first quarter, is when they go ahead and they read from the Torah and the Haftarah, and the last quarter is when they ask Rachamim from Hashem. Now, the Gemara asks on the top of Yigimel and Alf, what do you mean, Epechano? Maybe we switched it around. Maybe the first half of the day is when they read from the Haftarah and they ask Rachman from Hashem. And maybe the second half is when they're Ma'ayin and they analyze all the different activities of the people in the city. I think Gemara says, you can't entertain that. Because the Pasuk in Ezra that clearly shows this, where it says, Ve'elai Yoisu Kol Charid B'divre L'Keisol, that to me gathered all those that feared the word of the God of the Jewish people. Al-Mal Ha-Goyle B'Goyme, regarding the things that were done wrong by the people that were in exile. And the Pasuk there says that, and I was sitting there and wondering, and I couldn't move up until the time of the afternoon prayer of Mincha. And it says afterwards, by the Mincha of the evening, come to me Tanisi, I got up from my fasting, which just means to say that he got up, and he tore his garments, and he bowed down and he kneeled. And the efforts of Kapel Hashem, and I spread out my hands to Hashem, which obviously we see that the first half of the day was when they were analyzing the things that the people were doing wrong. And it was the second half that they had daven and beseeching mercy, which started from mincha time up until the evening time. So obviously the first half they were analyzing people's actions, as it says that by mincha se'erv, when it came to afternoon time, that's when they started davening and beseeching Hashem. So therefore that's the second half, when they read from the Torah and the Haftarah and ask Rachamim. And that means to say that the first half is the time when the Me'ayni, the Mila D'Masa, when they look into the actions of the people of the city.